friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Throw in 92.3 The Fan, hit the button right there, and you'll hear Andy, Jeff, myself, Nick, Jonathan, the Morning Gentleman, and Jake at Night as well. So keep it locked in here. We'll keep you up to date on all the Browns news to come.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in as we get set for the Browns and Ravens on Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff. You know you can hear all the action right here on the Browns Radio Network, 92.3 The Fan. And then over on our sister station, NCX98.5, I'll be there for the pregame show. Jeff will be around for halftime and postgame as well. And we're with our good buddy, Tyvus Paul. So the three of us get to hang out during the day, and we talk a little bit of football with you, and looking forward to it on the Browns Radio Network. Okay, so there's a couple questions. One, let's start with Quinshon Judkins. Would you let him play? Dan Menigan.
Yes. If he is in decent enough shape to go, if he has a general understanding of the offense, or at least Joe Flacco is comfortable enough with going on this play, you will run behind this guy, then yes, I need speed. I need explosion. I need to find it somewhere. And that guy is the closest thing I've got to it that I haven't seen yet. I circle him. I circle Isaiah Bond. I circle Jerry Jeudy. I need something explosive out of this offense if I'm going to get over the hump against the Ravens. And those are the guys I'm looking to do it. So absolutely, if he is good to go, if he has a general understanding of when to run, go. You, would you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% would play him. I'm tempering my expectations for him, though. That's the key, because I think Browns fans think he can jump out there and be Nick Chubb right away. I don't think that's fair to him at all. I think you got to give him a little bit of a window to get ready and roll. It's been a little while since he's played a game, since the national championship game. So you just got to breathe a little when it comes to Quinshon Judkins. Man, the other thing I fear, and I know I might be the only one who's in this paranoid room, is that the league comes down and does something today and says, I don't think he's playing on Sunday.
It's a little odd. It hasn't happened yet.
Is it though? It's the league. The league doesn't care. The league does not care. What if the league came in and wiped out three of our players for Sunday too?
The fact that we haven't had it yet makes me wonder.
If we get by today, then I'll feel clean. I'll feel like we're ready to go, and they're not real. I don't think they're coming back and doing anything.
It makes me wonder if it might turn into the Jordan Addison situation, where what happened with Jordan Addison took place months and months before he was handed the suspension, and they did it. I think it was in the offseason even. And so it makes me wonder if that's the direction that this is going, that they're not going to just yank these guys away in the middle of the season. I
hope not.
I have nothing to back any of this up with. I don't
trust the league. Sorry.
Oh, I don't either. And we know how Raj likes to operate with some of these things, where it's just, you know, somewhat subjective and somewhat it's, hey, you know, we've got the information we're looking for. Let's go. So
timing is everything. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you look at, they keep the cities quiet when they make news on Friday afternoon, right? They're not going to get, there's no one to call at the league office after 5 o'clock on Friday so that they don't have to listen to people. And then you get 2 days to cool off, and then you have your team play. So like, you know, let's just hypothetically, and I'm not even gonna say a name, player X gets suspended on Friday at 5, and a team is in total uproar, or the fans of a team are in a total uproar over the fact that player X can't play, and then all of a sudden you win on Sunday, that suspension of player X is like, simmer down now.
Somewhat secondary.
Yeah. It's not the headline anymore. And then if your team won, you're like, well, okay, well, I really wish he was playing, but we proved that we can win without him. So you get into that situation. So I would definitely play Quinshon Judkins Sunday.
I don't
have any hesitation. As long as he's healthy, you know?
I would too. As long as he's healthy, as long as he's in good enough football shape to go, I 100% would. And see what he does on the field. If he looks like he's running through mud because he's not in perfect shape yet, well, then pivot from there.
So are we dressing all four running backs then? Sanders, Judkins, Ford, Sampson? They're going to have to make a roster move, aren't they? I think they do. I think they're going to have to make a roster move to get him in. I don't know. Is he in the 53? I got to go back and check that out. But and even if that's the case, I mean, what are you going to lose? Your third string, strong safety?
Well, he's in the 53 because they signed someone, right? The minute that ink hits paper, doesn't he?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
He's a part of the 53 and ink's hit paper.
So the question then becomes who's active, who's not active? I would think that Sampson, the thought that Jeff brought up that maybe they would make Ford inactive.
Yeah, are you done with Jerome Ford?
No.
Have you seen enough?
No. Okay. No, I still.
What makes you still have faith?
History. He understands the game. He knows what's going on. He knows how to go through a game day. He knows what it takes to have some patience. You know, he did take a cut in salary to be here. He wants to be here. He still wants the opportunity to play. You need a veteran. I think you need at least one veteran running back. Now, you know, there are some coaches that tell you, okay, once we played one game, you're a veteran now. And you understand what it takes to play in a game. And you understand, you know, what it takes to get through the butterflies and what it takes to implement and how fast the game is. I still think Ford still sees the game different than Sampson or Judkins do at this point. At some point, Sampson and Judkins are both past them. And, you know, they think their future is Sampson and Judkins.
Right.
Okay, I'm good with that. That's that, you know, is that a modern day version of Mack and Biner? I don't think so, but we'll find out.
Let's let it hit the field before we make any kind of a comparison.
Yeah, what do they want? That's the question.
Yeah, I am good seeing less of Jerome Ford and seeing those carries find their way elsewhere. And maybe this week is the week where, like, Ford gets a similar amount of carries than what we've seen in the past, and then it starts to slowly back off as Judkins gets more acclimated. And I wonder if that's the direction where all of this stuff goes. Whereas Judkins gets acclimated, we see less and less of Ford. Ford was bad last week. My heavens, was he bad. He looked like he lacked burst. He looked like he lacked explosiveness. I mean, there were a couple holes that he just flat out missed. He looked bad. So, like, when you start looking like that and you've got two rookies on this roster, and hey, good for you for wanting to take less money. I don't know if I'd be able to do it, but to each their own for wanting to be here and all that stuff. Like, wonderful, but it's production on the field that tells the story of who gets the touches.
I kind of want to go through some of these injuries too. I mean, how concerned are we with Jack Conklin? I wonder how his eye is. He's questionable still for this game, right? He's questionable.
I mean, I assume he's been a full participant in practice to this point, I believe. If that's the case, then he's fine.
Of all the injuries.
With an eye / elbow.
Yeah, of all the injuries to have eye, right? Like, how does that happen? Someone's got to get their finger up in his grill.
Why doesn't everyone wear a face mask?
I don't. Why wouldn't everyone wear a visor? Is that what you're saying?
Thank you.
I don't know. I'd wear one.
Especially on the offensive line where you got hands going all over the place. You'd think you'd wear a visor. I don't know. Maybe it's just because.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Because if you don't have that visor there, it's easier to show holding. You know, easier to show the defensive player grabbing the face mask of the offensive player. I don't know. But it's also Jack Conklin. We've played this game for as long as he's been here. You know, he always seems to be fighting some kind of an injury.
Well, let's hope he plays back.
He's one of the better right tackles in football. It's just he doesn't play as much as you want him to play.
DeJuan Jones also a little banged up going into this week's game.
He more scares me because Trey
Hendrickson had
a field day against him.
Is that because he was banged up a little bit, or what do you think?
Might just because he's young and hasn't had enough reps.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, he's the one weak link on this offensive line. Would be DeJuan Jones on the left-hand side, and it's just, can he move fast enough? I know he's dropped the weight. I know they're saying he's looked great. Can he move fast enough? Can he react fast enough? Do you worry about the left side of the line with DeJuan Jones there?
I think we all have, because we've seen two. He's kind of, you know, Jekyll and Hyde. Betonio, do you worry about Joel? I don't. As long as he's healthy. That's all you have to really worry about with him.
If he's here, it's because he wants to be here, and every single word that's come out of his mouth has said, I want to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a pro's pro, man. He's going to go out there. You're not going to hear him complain. He's going to try to play no matter if he's hurt. You know, very much, a prodigy of the man that stood next to him, right? Joe Correct. Thomas, that stood next to him for so many years. I feel the same way about Posick and Teller, too. Like, those guys are just, they're just gamers, you know? I don't know. Remember what they used to call Kipnis? It was a dirtbag. Dirtbag. I'm not calling these guys dirtbags, but, I mean, it's the equivalent in a good, positive way that, you know, that put them out there. We're going to play. We're going to play as hard as we can. Hopefully you don't see me on a holding call, and that means I had a good game, right? That's how you know they had a good game. We don't see them ever.
Offensive linemen are like the football versions of hockey players. They like get done with a season and you like look at them and you're like, oh my God, you had a torn meniscus this entire time that you were playing through. You had a ripped MCL. You messed up your tricep. How are you walking? You know, in the same way like hockey players get done with the Stanley Cup and you're like, you had a punctured lung?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I mean, you got two of them, right?
How are you playing?
All you do is put a little super glue in there. You take your skate, you make a little incision by your rib, and then you get one of those turkey basters and you stick a little super glue in there, and then your lung goes right back up.
That's how I've always felt about offensive linemen, too, is they get done, and I'm like, how are you moving? Like, do you just, like, you just crawl everywhere until it's time to say hike?
All right, let's tape an aspirin to it. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Merrill Hodge, Tom McCarthy, all coming up in the next hour as we get you ready for Sunday's game. It's Browns-Ravens. The clock is ticking. Get ready. Here we go. I know we got the Buckeyes in high school standing in front of us, but we're still talking Browns-Ravens right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3, the Fan.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.